Why depopulation? Because of another, different agenda. July 20, 2021, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. I have been arguing with people for months, urging them not to engage in the experimental genetic modification that has been redefined and misrepresented as a vaccine. I have argued with friends and with family and with my readers all over the world, and always it comes down to disbelief on their parts that their government would ever endanger them, much less murder them. These are the same people who observe chemtrails in the sky and never wonder, what are they spraying? Why, they ask, would my own government want to see me dead? I am a valuable commodity, I work, I earn the bread that they eat. Why slaughter me? The simple answer is that the same governments are commercial corporations headed by madmen, not actual governments at all. And while most of us are productive contributors to the economy, what if your contributions are no longer needed? Then you become a burden, or as Bill Gates put it, a useless eater that the elites still have to feed. Never forget that these quasi-governments, which are actually privately owned foreign commercial corporations, make money, a lot of it, from war and any other disaster. That's why they create disasters and wars in the first place. They make money off of any mass casualty event, as my mother used to say, both coming and going. First, they make money by collecting their pay from you and selling you all sorts of defense materials and equipment, to protect you against whatever horror they have created. Second, they make money by offering the cure or solution to the problem they have created. Third, they make money from the mop-up, collecting on the life insurance policies they place on the victims, seizing all the abandoned property that belonged to now dead people, and charging the victims for their services and war reparations, etc., etc. The further simple answer is that they have finally found their holy grail, the secret to vastly increased lifespans. For them to live 1,000 years or more, a lot of other people have to die. They will no longer need such a large population to support the relatively few of the elitists granted eternal life. And finally, why their own populations? Because of the United Nations treaties, like the ENMAD Treaty, which provide that the militaries of the world can only experiment on their own domestic population. They can kill their own employees and dependents with impunity, so who needs a war between nations? They can create just as much death and destruction for profit by preying upon the people back home. Thus, they aim at killing their priority creditors to avoid paying their debts, they collect on the life insurance, they inherit the abandoned property of the victims, they save themselves the burden of supporting useless eaters in the post-apocalypse world, and charge the survivors for the cost of all this. Given their point of view, killing off most of the world's population is the ultimate profit-making proposition. These men are deluded by money, so that they value nothing else. The only life that is important to them is their own. And they could care less for any moral or legal obligation. They think that they are above the law, because nobody has been enforcing the public law. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Vaughn Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Vaughn Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.